Good afternoon and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Brenda Tremblay, filling in for Mona Segetola-Slamy as the host. Today's program is called Extraordinary Women Creating New Worlds, and each composer was chosen for the contribution she made in creating some kind of new world, in music, in history, or the subject of her composition. We'll hear together women's music played by the Telos Trio, clarinetist Debbie Groman, flutist Rita George Simmons, and pianist Willie LaFaver. Please join me in welcoming the Telos Trio to the stage. The music they'll play for us today includes a desert scene, a couple of dances, the work of two poets, and the words of noted suffragettes, all of them by contemporary women composers. First, here is the Telos Trio with The Wedding Hymn by Jennifer Higdon, based on a poem by 19th century Southern American writer and musician Sidney Lanier, and includes these lines: "May these two lives be but one note in the world's strange-sounding harmony, whose sacred music e'er shall float through every discord up to thee."
Thank you.
lovely. The Wedding Hymn by Jennifer Higdon, played by the Telos Trio and live from Hochstein. The musicians of the Telos Trio all teach at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance, and they're inspiring in their imaginative programs. They synthesize elements from diverse sources, such as poetry, art, storytelling, including collaborations with photographers of Camera Rochester, the Labyrinth facilitators from the Ontario Centre Presbyterian Church, and renowned storyteller Jay Stetzer. They also commission and premiere new music, some of which we'll be hearing later in this performance. This next piece is by Valerie Coleman. She's a flutist, one of the founding members of the Amani Winds, and a composer. In 2007, Coleman wrote Portraits of Langston, a suite of pieces inspired by the poetry and life of Langston Hughes. The Telos Trio will play all three of these portraits, first Le Grand Duc Mambo, then Silver Rain, a poem that Hughes wrote for Lorraine Hansberry, and Harlem's Summer Night. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you caught those portraits of Langston, three pieces by flutist and composer Valerie Coleman, based on the life and works of Langston Hughes. Le Grand Duc Mambo, Silver Rain, and that beautiful Harlem Summer Night. We heard them played by the Telos Trio on Live from Hochstein. Next, the trio will play a couple of barn dances by Libby Larson. Each of these pieces takes its name from a dance step used in cowboy dances. The first one is called Divide the Ring, and it's an homage to radio singing cowboy Gene Autry. That'll be followed by a slow, simple, and dreamlike waltz, Varsuviana.
Thank you.
Two Barn Dances by Libby Larson, Divide the Ring and Varsuviana, played by the Telos Trio. You are hearing live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance in Rochester, New York, on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, also streaming online at classical915.org. This next piece was written by a composer and nature photographer named Alex Shapiro. It's called Desert Thoughts. She describes this piece as some of the most programmatic music she's composed, to the point where even the score itself contains maniacal little outbursts describing the visions that swept through her mind as the music, she says, wrote itself. The scene, the desert's arid stillness and the weight of the morning's expanding heat. A sudden rainstorm overtakes the landscape, forming instant pools of water over the cracked earth. The storm passes as quickly as it arrived, and the birds and reptiles emerge to greet the fleeting moisture. The music ends as flowers strain upward against the bluest sky for those few passionate moments of their fullest bloom. Ah, she writes. Here is the Telos Trio with Desert Thoughts by Alex Shapiro.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music inspired by A Desert in Bloom, Desert Thoughts by Alex Shapiro. Shapiro is currently a composer based in New York City who's also an award-winning nature photographer, speaker, and activist. We heard her music played by the Telos Trio on Live from Hochstein. Something more exciting here, beautiful, later this spring, exciting news, on May 12th at 7:30 here at Hochstein, the Telos Trio will be playing the world premiere of a new work written for them by Gwyneth Walker called Equality Now. Now, this piece was written in celebration of the centennial this year of women's suffrage in New York State, and while the full premiere isn't until May, we'll get to hear a preview of two selections from this brand new work. Composer Gwyneth Walker describes her vision for the piece. She says the history of the Women's Rights Convention of 1848 continues to inspire equality-oriented followers. And if you've been to the Women's Rights Museum in Seneca Falls and made the pilgrimage, you know how special it is to honor the brave women who've asserted their rights when few rights were theirs. Today, as before, the affirmation of equality among the sexes, among the races, is an ongoing struggle, and Equality Now is dedicated to that struggle. She writes, this new composition incorporates readings from the convention, from convention-related writings, and American songs reflecting the spirit of women. To start, the activity and energy of the women is captured by the traditional spiritual Sisters Never Sit Down. In truth, these vibrant and determined women no doubt had little time for sitting and relaxing, and it's said of Susan B. Anthony that she had so much energy. Had she not channeled her work into the suffrage movement, one might worry that she would have directed this force in strange ways. Therefore, this music in swing jazz rhythm is marked with restless motion. Here are Never Sit Down and Looking Forward, Failure is Impossible from Equality Now. Sisters, gather your strength. There's much work to be done. This is your life. This is your voice. Sisters, take courage. Never sit down. Susan B. Anthony wrote, oh, if I could but live another century and see the fruition of all the work for women. There is so much yet to be done. It will come, but I shall not see it. Perhaps you will. It is inevitable. two selections from the six movement suite, Equality Now by Gwyneth Walker, played by the Telos Trio and live from Hochstein. The entire piece will be giving its world premiere by the Telos Trio in a concert on May 12th at 7:30 at the Hochstein Performance Hall. And that brings this program of extraordinary women creating new worlds to a conclusion today on Live from Hochstein. I hope you can come in person or tune in next week to hear saxophonist Amelia Snyder and pianist Cassandra DeLucia, students who are the winners of the Hochstein Merit Scholarship. You can see a complete list of all the programs in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Jean Fisher. I'm Brenda Tremblay. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.